Chapter 4, The Brain of a Lean Leader. Chapter Intro. The best lean leaders are coaches, not commanders. Neuroscience tells us that effective leadership activates mirror neurons, brain cells that fire both when we act and when we observe others acting. In other words, leadership is contagious. This chapter examines how leaders can influence organizational behavior through nonverbal signals, tone, and presence. The neuroscience of motivation, why autonomy, mastery, and purpose matter, drawing from self-determination theory. How leaders can reduce amygdala-driven threat responses during change initiatives. The importance of oxytocin, trust, and authentic listening in lean transformation. Leaders must manage not only strategy and systems but also the emotional states of their teams. Leading with the mind in mind. In lean organizations, leadership is not about control, it's about influence, and neuroscience reveals that the most powerful influence begins not with authority, but with brain chemistry and human connection. While traditional management systems focus on planning and directing, lean leadership is neurobiological in nature. It's about activating the right circuits in others' brains to foster trust, intrinsic motivation, and adaptive behavior. Let's explore how neuroscience reshapes our understanding of lean leadership and how the brain becomes a leader's most important tool. 1. Leaders as neural coaches, not commanders. Neuroscience confirms a truth lean has long embraced: people learn by watching others. This is due to mirror neurons, specialized brain cells that fire both when we act and when we observe someone else performing the same action. These neurons are central to learning, empathy, and social contagion. Implication: your actions as a leader are imitated, not just your instructions. In lean environments, a leader's behavior sets the tone for problem solving, respect, and continuous improvement. Walking the Jemba with curiosity, not criticism, activates safety circuits. Facilitating PDCA loops instead of dictating answers helps others engage their own prefrontal cortex, the brain's executive function center. 2. Motivating the brain, autonomy, mastery, purpose. At the heart of sustained performance is self-determination theory, SDT, which identifies 3 core psychological needs that drive intrinsic motivation. Need. Brain-based explanation. Autonomy. Gives people agency and control, reduces amygdala activation, fear, and boosts dopamine. Mastery. Engages the striatum and prefrontal cortex, fuels learning and satisfaction. Purpose. Connects to meaning-making centers, releases oxytocin, and reinforces commitment. When these 3 needs are fulfilled, people don't just comply, they contribute. Lean leaders cultivate this by allowing team members to experiment with Inkata routines, autonomy. Supporting skill development through coaching cycles, mastery. Repeatedly connecting improvement to organizational purpose and people's values, purpose. 3. Reducing amygdala hijack, leading through psychological safety. The amygdala is the brain's alarm center. When people feel threatened by blame, change, or uncertainty, it triggers the fight, flight, or freeze response. In lean transformations, this can manifest as resistance, disengagement, or passive compliance. Lean leaders neutralize threat responses by framing challenges as learning opportunities, not performance evaluations. Using non-judgmental language, e.g., what's the process issue here, instead of who messed up. Maintaining calm, emotionally attuned body language. White heavy checkmark leaders who project calm regulate the nervous systems of those around them. This is real-time neuroscience in action. 4. Oxytocin, trust, and the neurobiology of belonging. Oxytocin is the trust hormone. It's released during moments of connection, empathy, and honest conversation. Trust, in neuroscience terms, isn't a soft skill, it's a neurochemical event. Lean leaders create high oxytocin cultures by authentic listening, making eye contact, staying present, and resisting the urge to interrupt. Celebrating contributions, recognizing even small Kaizen ideas, reinforces social bonds and psychological safety. Being vulnerable, admitting mistakes, humanizes the leader and invites others to speak up. In Lean, where the front line is the source of knowledge, trust is oxygen. It creates the conditions where problems are surfaced early, and people feel safe enough to innovate. 5. Presence, tone, and nonverbal signals. Leaders are never neutral. The tone of voice, facial expressions, and body posture of a leader send continuous signals to the limbic systems of others. Warning sign: a tense walk through the jemba shuts down improvement, a calm, curious walk opens it up. Neuroscience shows that emotions are contagious. A frown or rushed tone can trigger cortisol spikes in team members, while a smile and relaxed demeanor can reduce stress and open learning pathways. Lean leaders must learn to manage their own nervous systems first through mindfulness, emotional regulation, and self-awareness so they can be a source of psychological balance for their teams. 6. From strategy to state management. Most organizations ask leaders to manage strategy and execution. Few train them to manage emotional states, yet that's what often determines whether strategies succeed. Lean transformation lives or dies based on emotional energy. Leaders must monitor team stress and burnout like they monitor takt time or defects. Address conflict and disengagement promptly, not with authority, but with presence. Reframe setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth. Managing states: fear versus engagement, stress versus focus is the unspoken work of lean leadership. White heavy check mark conclusion: the neuroscience of respect. The lean principle of respect for people is more than a moral stance, it's a biological strategy. When people feel respected, their brains function better, they solve problems, collaborate, and learn. Great lean leaders don't just design processes, they shape neural environments. They foster conditions where the brain can think, adapt, and thrive. They don't command minds, they coach them. And in doing so, they rewire not just systems but people, culture, and ultimately, the future.